solidarity with the Palestinian people. The commander of Iran's IRGC says Palestinians will continue their resistance and achieve the final victory over the Israeli regime. And leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, says Israel has failed to achieve any of its goals in the battlefield. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kisum Shahmadi, and these are our top stories this hour. People across the world have taken to the streets to mark International Quds Day as Israel continues its genocidal war in the Gaza Strip.
The International Quds Day this year comes following Israel's airstrike on the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus that killed 7 Iranian military officers. This latest Israeli attack, together with over 6 months of regime's genocide in Gaza, prompted thousands of Iranians to pour into the streets across the country to mark Quds Day.
Recently, there was an incident in which we were all heartbroken and devastated, as 2 of the top Iranian generals were killed and our country's embassy was air-targeted. This act was against international and human rights law. As an Iranian and a Jew, we condemn this issue.
Quds Day is commemorated all over the world on the last Friday of Ramadan. It is a day of international solidarity with the Palestinian people. Just like previous years, the Iranian Jew community also joined other protesters to express their support for Palestinians in Gaza. This community believes that the United Nations and the Western countries have been totally inactive over the ongoing genocide in the Gaza Strip.
We are not anti-Semites, but we are anti-crime, we are anti-killing, and in one word, we are anti-Zionist. And we live in peace with each other in Iran, with Jews, but we don't have any problem with Jews. We have problem with genocide, with killing, with Zionists.
We send a message to all young and free people around the world that humanity is in danger today. Hear our voice, our belief, and our goal. Down with Israel.
This year, the International Quds Day comes amid the ongoing Israeli onslaught on Gaza. Israel has cut off fuel, electricity, food, and water to Palestinians living in the besieged territory.
Iranians once again resonated voices of solidarity with Palestinians on International Quds Day and also strongly condemned the recent criminal acts of the Israeli regime leading to the martyrdom of 2 senior Iranian military personnel. When it comes to violation of human rights, nobody can stay silent. Fateh Masumi, Tehran.
Thousands flooded the streets across Pakistan to denounce the United States and Israel for their war crimes in Gaza.
The US is a terrorist state. Israel is a terrorist regime. They are spreading terrorism against innocent men, women, and children in Gaza through their relentless attacks. The US and Israel are using their military might to systematically oppress and kill innocent Palestinians in Gaza.
Protesters marking Quds Day voiced their unwavering solidarity with the Palestinian people in their struggle against the Israeli occupation.
Israel is a fascist and illegitimate regime that is committing war crimes in Gaza by killing innocent men, women, and children on a daily basis. The end of Israel is necessary to maintain peace in the world.
Amid chants condemning Israel and the United States, speakers criticized what they called the criminal silence of the world on Israel's war crimes in Gaza.
We demand from the governments, from the Muslim governments, especially the government of Pakistan, to take practical actions. Just lip service is not enough. Just passing resolutions is not enough. Governments should take practical steps for the security of the people of Gaza.
Quds Day is an annual event observed on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan across the world to express solidarity with the Palestinians.
International Quds Day rallies in Pakistan are a manifestation of a solidarity with the Palestinians. The rallies are also a show of unity among Muslims worldwide. Nasir Kazmi, Islamabad.
Under the title Flood of the Free, thousands of Syrians and Palestinians along with regional resistance forces rallied in the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus to commemorate International Quds Day. A joint military parade was organized by the Palestinian resistance as a message of strength and determination.
The commemoration of International Quds Day this year comes after Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, which constituted a strategic shift in the war against the Zionist enemy. It also comes amid the legendary resilience in the Gaza Strip, under the devastating onslaught and the cohesion among all resistance movements participating in this operation.
The Yarmouk camp has witnessed violent battles against terrorism. And today, from the same liberated camp, Syria, Iran, Hezbollah and Palestine vow to keep fighting until the liberation of all occupied territories from the grip of the Israeli terrorist regime and its sponsors. After the military parade, speeches were delivered by representatives of resistance movements.
Today we commemorate International Quds Day, which coincides with the ongoing Israel attacks for the past 6 months on our Palestinian people in Gaza, resulting in a significant number of martyrs and wounded, mostly women and children. The resistance continues and will prevail, and we confirm our absolute support for the resistance both logistically and politically.
Representatives of the resistance praised the profound strategic vision of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, who declared the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Quds Day. They say this vision was the cornerstone of the resistance front alliance with Palestine as its compass.
This is not from today. Since 1979, Imam Khomeini set this day for us to gather every year to the support of Palestine, liberation of Palestine from river to the sea, and also for the support for all the oppressed people all over the world.
Quds Day has proven to be more than just a celebratory occasion. It is a day that unifies people and brings them together around the Palestinian cause.
The crowds that gathered in solidarity with Gaza to commemorate this day have proven the wisdom of the Islamic Revolution in Iran by establishing an international day for Al-Quds as a constant reminder for the Palestinian cause. Ibrahim Wahdi, Damascus.
Thousands of protesters have flocked to central London on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan to honour the call of International Quds Day. The annual event was established by Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in 1979 to express solidarity with the Palestinians and inculcate a Muslim-led opposition to Zionism.
With the ongoing genocide in Gaza unfolding before the world's eyes, this year's protest has taken on extra significance and emotion. It's because people are standing up to a Zionist supremacist entity which has thus far murdered over 33,000 people while still not being able to destroy the capabilities of the resistance.
Due to its popularity, many attempts have been made by pro-Israel groups to ban the Al-Quds rally. And this year, these lobbying efforts fall within the wider context of Zionists and their agents at the top of government trying to get all Palestine marches banned since last October. Efforts that have thus far been resisted by police and other elements within the establishment. Those on the march steadfastly reject any attempts to ban it.
It's very contradictory in a country that promotes freedom of speech around the world, human rights and democracy around the world. They want to stop people from protesting, not only these issues, but many other issues. And it's our duty as citizens of this country and the West to continue supporting through democratic means and protest the cause of Palestine.
When you look at the counter-demonstrators, they're a hopscotch of people, Zionists, far-right, British nationalists and so on and so forth, extreme right, nasty elements of British society. They're all on that side. So if you want to ban anyone, ban that lot. We're very representative of British society, especially London society. We're white, black, green, brown, every religion, every colour you can imagine, we're all here.
I'm here to show solidarity with the people in Gaza especially who are suffering genocide, and also show solidarity with our brothers and sisters of all faiths and none who are calling upon our government to uphold international law.
The people of Gaza have won the admiration of the world with their steadfastness against this unprecedented genocide, but as they stand on the brink of a deliberate famine engineered by the Zionist entity, it has scarcely been as important for the voice of the world at rallies like Al-Quds Day to shout loudly for justice and liberation for Palestine. Issa Kadhimi, London.
Down with America, down with Israel. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. These were some of the slogans that reverberated across Indian-administered Kashmir to commemorate the International Quds Day. Thousands of people, including women and children, poured onto the streets across the region after Friday prayer in a show of solidarity with Palestinians. Holding banners and placards, the protesters condemned Israel's war crimes committed against Palestinians in Gaza Strip.
6 months of war has seen unprecedented destruction in Gaza, where houses have been knocked down and hospitals bombed. Thousands of children have been killed, relief workers attacked. The onslaught on Palestinians has shaken the conscience of humanity. This wanton killing and destruction must stop.
People cutting across religious divide have come out today to condemn Israel's genocide in Gaza. Innocent children are being killed every day. It's high time Muslim world and those who believe in humanity unite against Israel's atrocities.
The protesters denounced what they called the criminal silence of the international community over the mass killings of Palestinians. They also condemned Israeli deadly airstrikes on Iranian embassy's consular building in Syria. Since Israeli regime began its onslaught on October 7, more than 33,000 people have been killed.
I want to call on international community to play their critical role in getting Palestinians their inalienable right to life. Also, I call on the religious class of the world, including Pope Francis, that humanitarian ceasefire should be implemented in the occupied territory of Gaza, and Palestinians should be given unrestricted access to the life-saving aid. And I call on Palestinian people that not only the Day of Quds, we are with you every day, and call on that we will stand with you by thick and by thin.
The protesters also urged the Indian government to intervene and help restore peace in Gaza. Ever since the founder of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, declared last Friday of Ramadan as International Quds Day, every year millions of people across the world take to the streets on this day to remind people of the Palestinian cause.
As part of International Quds Day, people here in Kashmir have held rallies to express solidarity with the people of Palestine amid the genocidal onslaught in Gaza. The protesters called on the international community to break its silence and unite against Israel. Sedri Safir, Indian-administered Kashmir.
The chief commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says that Palestinians in Gaza will continue their resistance until they achieve victory.
The message of Palestinians in Gaza is this: we have no problem to continue this resistance and continue fighting. Muslims should remain strong and united. We will defeat and bury the Israeli regime in Gaza.
Hossein Salami said Israel has no choice but to surrender and leave Gaza. He said the regime has suffered heavy political and economic blows, and its collapse is near. The IRGC chief also slammed Washington's support for Tel Aviv, including vetoing several Security Council resolutions on Gaza ceasefire. Regarding recent Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy in Syria, Salami warned that no action will remain unanswered. The Secretary General of Hezbollah Resistance Movement says Israel has not achieved anything during its onslaught on the Gaza Strip.
Now, on the ground, no results have been achieved, and by negotiations, also no results. And all of the pressures on the Palestinian negotiators and all of the threats and all the intimidation, all the massacres, have not weakened the Palestinian negotiators and have not made them make concessions in the main issues where no concessions should be made. it has failed in achieving any of the goals it declared. After 6 months, it failed in eliminating the resistance, and specifically Hamas, whose name is mentioned. And after 6 months, they haven't succeeded in retrieving the prisoners. They retrieved some of them by talks. And after 6 months, Netanyahu, nor does the government of the enemy managing the war, they have no vision or a plan for the day after. They don't know what Gaza will look like, how Gaza will be managed in the next day, in the day after.
Said Hassan Nasrallah was addressing a ceremony held on the occasion of International Quds Day. He said Israel has admitted that Operation Al-Aqsa Flood revealed the regime's vulnerabilities. Nasrallah said Israel has no choice but to stop the genocidal war. Elsewhere in his remarks, the Hezbollah leader touched upon Tehran's promised response to the Israeli attack on the consular section of the Iranian embassy in Damascus. He said Tehran's response will come in due time, and Lebanon trusts its allies in Iran.
The issue of the Iranian consulate is a turning point in the events which took place since October 7 until today. When we hear the statements of His Eminence, the leader, we know him. We've known him for tens of years, and we hear the statements of the officials in Iran. We can conclude, hence, very clearly, there's no need for someone to say that Sayyid was informed or he has his own information. Set this all aside. It's enough to hear the statement of His Eminence, the leader, and his speech later on. He spoke once or twice after the statement about the response, about Iran's courageous men, about the Israeli regret, and about the blow which Israel will be dealt. We can conclude to all those who are sitting down and asking and are speaking on social media and on the media, don't waste your time. Rest assured, be certain that the Iranian response to the attack on the consulate in Damascus will come, no doubt, against Israel.
Nasrallah had also said that Israel is convinced that Iran will respond to the attack, and that is why it is taking measures to deal with it. He said that the scale and other details of the Iranian response is part of the battle, and it is exhausting Israel psychologically and militarily. Nasrallah also reiterated Lebanon's steadfastness on the issue of Palestine and said Hezbollah is not afraid of a major war. The Hezbollah leader said movement has not used its major weapons and capabilities just yet. That brings us to the end of this edition of World News.
The bustle of life. The sound of living. Only sound will endure. IRIB English Radio.
The Limelight.
In Britain, ministers are facing a revolt from their own Conservative MPs over plans to criminalise homelessness in the upcoming legislation. We take a look at some of the world press and media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. Thank you. Sky News has covered this story and tells us more. Rough sleeping could be fully decriminalised after 200 years under proposals from rebel Conservative MPs to repeal legislation dating from the aftermath of the Napoleonic Wars. A group of Tory MPs working with UK's Labour and Liberal Democrat MPs want to strip out proposed and existing legislation that criminalises homelessness. The revolt is focused on government plans to introduce harsher policing of rough sleepers in its crime bill. Under proposals announced by the former UK Home Secretary Suella Braverman, police in England and Wales are to be given powers to fine or move on rough sleepers deemed to be causing a nuisance for the public. The move has infuriated MPs across the Conservative Party. Several dozen MPs are supporting proposals by Bob Blackman, the Tory MP coordinating the rebellion, to remove parts of the bill that criminalise rough sleeping and repeal the 200-year-old Vagrancy Act. The combined effect of these proposals, if passed, would be to fully decriminalise rough sleeping. The government has committed to repealing the Vagrancy Act of 1824, which was introduced to target wounded soldiers who began begging on the streets of England after returning from the Napoleonic Wars as homeless and destitute. However, ministers have yet to announce a date for the act to be repealed, and campaigners say that in its current form, the Criminal Justice Bill would go even further. According to the data collected by the local government expert Jack Shaw, almost 4,000 people have been arrested under the vagrancy laws in the 5 years to 2023. Conservative MP Bob Blackman said aspects of the proposed bill, under which rough sleepers could be moved on, fined up to £2,500 or imprisoned, were outrageous and worse than the Vagrancy Act. He added, "The police should assist people who are homeless to find somewhere that they can stay safely rather than arrest them and put them in a prison cell." Bob Blackman added, "What we've got to make sure of is that we consign the Vagrancy Act to the history book, not the statute book, and ensure that people are assisted to find somewhere to live." Nikki Aiken, the Tory MP for Cities of London and Westminster and a long-standing campaigner against the Vagrancy Act, said, "I've been working with Bob Blackman on the amendment and it's ridiculous to think that we should criminalise rough sleepers today. How are they going to pay their £2,500 fine? They need proper services addressing the reasons why they're on the street, not a criminal record." Downey, the chief executive of homelessness charity Crisis, said, "If these amendments pass, and they appear to have cross-party support from huge numbers of people in the Parliament, they would have the effect of finally moving on from 200 years of punitive and cruel interventions that stop people accessing the help that they need and punish them for their circumstances." On Monday, 1st of April, Kevin Hollenrake, a business minister, refused to say whether he supported the plans. He told Times Radio, "I believe that those things are not within my auspices. I'll be interested to see the legislation as it goes through Parliament and what the Prime Minister has planned." The Times, which first reported the story, said about 40 MPs had made it known to government whips that they would vote against the proposals to criminalise rough sleepers. The former Conservative leader Ian Duncan Smith and Damian Green, the One Nation caucus chair, are among those who have joined the rebellion. Critics say the legislation is so broadly drawn that someone could be considered a nuisance for sleeping in a doorway, being deemed to have an excessive smell, or looking as though they intend to sleep rough. Ministers are in talks with the rebels over a possible compromise before the bill returns to the House of Commons after the Easter recess. Alex Norris, the Shadow Policing Minister, said, "With soaring serious violence, plummeting charging rates and rock-bottom levels of confidence in policing, the criminal justice bill was a chance to address crucial community safety issues. Instead, the government has chosen to go after homeless people or indeed anyone who smells. These are the twisted priorities of a government out of time. The Liberal Democrat MP, Leila Moran, said, "The heartless proposals in the criminal justice bill risk bringing back the Vagrancy Act by the back door. The government should listen to their own backbenchers and take a compassionate approach to tackle homelessness, instead of stigmatizing and criminalizing those who sleep rough." The British newspaper The Guardian has also covered the same story and tells us more. British ministers are facing a revolt from their own Conservative MPs over plans to criminalise homelessness in the upcoming legislation. Under proposals that form part of the British government's flagship crime bill, police in England and Wales are to be given powers to fine or move on rough sleepers deemed to be causing a nuisance to the public. The move has infuriated many Conservative MPs, about 40 of whom have warned whips that they will vote against the measure. Rob Blackman, the Conservative MP who is coordinating the rebellion, told The Guardian, "A lot of colleagues believe that the bill as it stands is completely unacceptable because it would have the effect of criminalising people who have no choice but to sleep on the streets. We are urging ministers to think again." The proposals form part of the Criminal Justice Bill, which is going through the House of Commons and is due to become law before the general election. They were announced by the former Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, and would give police and local authorities powers to act against nuisance rough sleepers in England and Wales. Rough sleepers could be moved on, they could be fined up to £2,500 or even imprisoned. Senior Conservative MPs on the left and right of the party, including the former Conservative leader Ian Duncan-Smith and the One Nation Caucus chair Damien Green, have signed amendments to the legislation to remove the plans to criminalise rough sleeping. Critics say the legislation is so broadly drawn that someone could be considered a nuisance for sleeping in a doorway, being deemed to have an excessive smell, or looking as though they intend to sleep rough. Kevin Hollenrake, a business minister, insisted the proposals were only one part of a wider government strategy to get people off the streets. Kevin Hollenrake claimed, "That's just part of the things that we're looking to do in terms of making sure that people don't sleep on the streets, and that's not right. We want to provide the resources for people, the housing, improving the number of refuges that people can sleep in, and the amount of social housing and affordable housing, which we've done." The broad nature of the Criminal Justice Bill has led MPs to use the legislation as an opportunity to attach other proposals, including banning conversion practices and decriminalising abortion in England and Wales.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom to discuss today's topic, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh Mahdavi, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, salam alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Quds Rally all across the world, its messages and importance in today's world. As we know, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan was named as the Day of Quds or Quds Day by the late Imam Khomeini. Especially this year, I think this rally is more significant because of the Israeli and Zionist attacks on Gaza and the Gaza's children in Palestine. So, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, let's start with you. The late Imam Khomeini on that time, it's more than 40 years now, around 50 years now, named the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the Quds Day. He felt a kind of importance and we can say significance for this day and naming this day, especially in the holy month of Ramadan, which is believed to be belonging to all Muslims around the world. How do you think this day is significant and its rally is significant in this year, especially in this Ramadan?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe in this year and in this holy month of Ramadan is much more important than the previous one, because the nature, the reality of the Zionism has been appeared for all human beings. Everybody understood that the Zionist regime is against the humanity.
Yes.
Not only against the Muslim people and Palestinians, but against humanity in general. Maybe in last years and last time it was somehow to some extent ambiguous for some people, but everybody right now in front of the eyes of all people, they committing crime.
Yes.
Biggest genocide on the world. They killing, massacring innocent boys and children.
Yes.
Many people have been killed and massacred in Gaza.
Yes.
And in the Palestinian lands.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I can claim that the most of people, and especially the Muslims, they are quiet against the Zionist
yes.
crime.
Yes. And sorry, at the same time, so many voices can be heard now. I mean, so many of the powers and the superpowers in the world, these liberal capital countries and the communities are silent, but at the same time so many truth seekers, justice seekers, are announcing their voice to the world that this is wrong, what's happening is against humanity.
I want to say that is it enough to announce
yes.
only and to condemn the crimes of the Zionist regime or not?
Yes.
For example, in the verses of Noble Quran we have that وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ
mm-hmm.
prepare against them whatever you can of power and more horses to frighten them by the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
According to the verse of Noble Quran, we should prepare whatever we have financially, militarily, any kind of support, morally, and any possible support we can for the Palestinian lands
yes.
and for the support of humanity.
Yes.
Because what is a crime of the innocent boys and children?
Yes.
They have been bombarded by the Zionist regime.
That's right. Okay, and it's been continuous, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Till now, we are producing this program. Okay, Sheikh Mahtavi, what about you, brother? How do you find this year's Quds rally more significant than the last year's?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As my brother mentioned, I also have to say the world has changed.
Yes.
And this year, definitely we will see something different from other years. In the last years, we would see maybe only Muslims and some other people who are not Muslims taking part in this rally. But this year, everything has changed, and we can see the change in the world too. This year, we see that the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran says that all supplying ways of Israel must be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And following this, though there are some countries that they not pay attention to this,
yes.
I mean the government, not the people,
yes.
but we see this blessed thing will happen, this brave action from Yemeni brothers will happen,
yes.
that all these big ship
yes.
for Israel or any ship which is targeting Israeli ports,
yes.
will be attacked by drones and missiles, Yemeni missiles. Unfortunately, we see some other countries, I mean Muslim countries, they are paving the ground or creating another shortcut for supplying Israel. I think the rallies for this year, if it happens in a mass crowded,
yes.
in those countries around Israel, I mean Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and other countries,
yes.
so the government will be at risk They will not actually open another way for Israel to supply Israel when they are really under pressure from the sea ways that they might have. Yes. Right now, they don't have any access to those ways. Yes. The only way is this actually land way that these countries have opened for them. So, participating in big rallies in those countries from our Muslim brother will put the government at risk to think, are we gonna continue this or not? And we have to consider.
Yes.
I mean, and right now I'm gonna address our dear brothers, Muslim sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Allah says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wala yata'una mawta an yaghidhul kuffara wala yanaluna min aduvin naylan illa kutiba lahum bihi amalun salih. Meaning what? You are not stepping on the path. Yes. In which you make angry the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except if Allah will write for you a good action. So, exactly, you are stepping on the path. When you are participating in the rally of Quds, you are stepping on a path which will make angry the whole world. I've heard weeks ago, we would hear that, okay, now you see the people of Khomeini everywhere, all around the world. Mm-hmm. Why? Because this movement had been initiated by Imam Khomeini, late Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
And every people, every person, no matter which religion he is following, if he participate in this opposition, in this protest against Israel, he is following that actually blessed and divine.
And every year the Quds rally was mostly after the freedom and the right of the people of Palestine. But I think this year it would be with the slogans and mottos against Israel and Zionism. And this must be more significant, because as Sheikh Muhammad said, what they are doing is really a genocide.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So the true face of Israel, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, is shown to the world now. So what is your suggestion for our Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world? How to be united against Israel and the Zionism power?
First of all, I think they should have the, you know, the clarification via media. I think it's very important to support Palestine in the social media, try to clarify the issue for all human beings, for all, you know, people, Muslim or non-Muslim, because you know that unfortunately there are some doubts and misunderstanding against the Palestinian people. And this, you know, if you search different media, they have some question for the, for example, against the Hamas or against the Palestinians. So first of all, and maybe the priority actually comes to the jihad of tabyin or the jihad of clarification.
What Allah Khamenei called the jihad of tabyin.
Exactly. Right. Okay. I think it's the first and foremost important point that everybody, especially the Muslims, they should try to do that. So they should clarify the real face of the Zionism. They should explain this false propaganda in this media, and try to explain why that the Israeli regime started and initiated the war against the Palestinians.
Yes.
And actually, you know that the...
It's not something new, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 1358, the late Imam Khomeini, according to the solar calendar, issued this, we can say, a verdict against Israeli on that time, more than 45 years.
Exactly. The, for example, they have been made some false video clips against the Hamas. Yes. We should explain about this issue. We should make it clear that the Palestinian people are fighting for the rights, and they did not commit any crime or massacre. Actually, the question goes to the Zionist regime who started and initiated this war against humanity.
And who is going to kill the children, you know, in today's world with all these bombardments, unfortunately, the chemical weapons that they are using, putting water in the tunnels, you know, killing the people alive. And who is going to attack, for example, schools, universities, hospitals all around the world? And as you said, so many of the so-called humanitarian organizations are becoming silent. Okay, Sheikh Mahtavi, your final remarks about the significance of Quds rally this year.
I think this awareness must be increased in all people all around the world.
Yes.
That when you look at the world, you know, as you said, all these official organizations that we can see all around the world, all of them, they kept silent. Why?
Yes.
What's the question behind it? Why they don't say anything? Or if they say, they quickly say something and they are not gonna support their word. It shows that everything is in the hand of Israel. So you don't have any right to protest, I mean officially in the world. So UN will say nothing. Two times they tried to issue resolution against Israel, but we saw how US vetoed.
Yes.
The resolution.
Yes.
So it shows why. It shows that, okay, killing people when they are gathered to take some bread after not taking anything for a week, and then you bomb those gathering, it shows that this is legal based on their understanding of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Attacking ambulances,
yes,
based on their viewpoint and worldview is legal. Why? Because no one can say anything. The organization WHO,
yes,
can say nothing. This is their responsibility to say, defend from the oppressed people.
Yes.
These are hospitals.
Yes.
They attacked and bombarded the hospital of Ma'marani.
Ash-Shifa. Yes.
Ash-Shifa.
That's right.
Under this pretext that, okay, Hamas people were there.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find anything. Even their media,
yes,
made fun of them, saying that, okay, your soldiers got into the hospital. They couldn't find anything there.
Mm-hmm.
So WHO said nothing. Why?
Sorry, because more than 200 journalists have been killed.
Yeah.
From
and no
all,
one can say
from,
anything. Why? Because it's in their hands.
From different news agencies around the world, even the Western ones, you know, in the world. And what's happening in Palestine today and in Gaza Strip today, it is not limited only to the people of Gaza or Palestine, okay? So it shows that if Zionism and Israeli find the power, they are ready to assassinate and kill every truth seeker and justice seeker across the world.
So that's why we see that media,
yes,
all these organizations, they're all in the hand of great Shaitan.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at upon this saying of Imam Khomeini that U.S. government is the great Shaitan,
yes,
so we can see this saying how embodied or presented in their action these days.
That's right. Ayatollah Khamenei has said that every inch of Palestine is an inch of Muslims' house. Any government other than a Palestinian one and other than a Muslim one over Palestine is a usurper one. Our world is what Imam Khomeini said. Israel must be wiped away. It is not fighting with Jews. The issue is usurping the house of Muslims. May Allah free Palestine and inshallah the people of Gaza and the children of innocent children. Really, the footage and the videos that are on the social media are really heartbreaking. You cannot even tolerate, you know, seeing and watching even 1 second of the footage and the video of the innocent children without food, without water, without medicine, without shelter in the cold weather of the winter over there, you know, under bombardment. And unfortunately, as you said, so many of the official formal organizations around the world are still quiet. And this is a sad news for the so-called world who is after freedom, justice around the world.
You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Palestine free,
yes,
if the Islamic Ummah, they have and they do their responsibility
and are awakened. That's right. Thank you, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Mahtavi, for a nice elaboration regarding Al-Quds Day and the Quds rally this year in this holy month of Ramadan. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at pastorday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Free Palestine.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints.
please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land. Oh God, thank you for giving us the strength to hold on. And now we're here together, calling you for freedom.
Follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest global developments. You can keep in touch with us by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/parstodayen. You can also follow IRIB English Radio on Instagram via instagram.com/parstodayenglish.
Ayahs, 30 days. A monotheist person not only reflects on the noble Quran, but also tries to explain the ayahs of this heavenly scripture to others and make them familiar with its teachings. Explicating of the Quranic teachings, first of all, was the duty of the Prophet and his infallible successors, peace be upon them. Every faithful person too, according to the extent that they had learnt from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, embarked on this heavy duty. So, the ulama or Muslim scholars took over this duty after the occultation of the 12th infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, and have seriously continued this job until present day. Today, this duty has become even more important due to the broad assault of the enemies against the beliefs of Islam and humanity. The topic of the episode of the Ramadan special will be mistrust in the enemies. The ayahs that have been chosen in this regard are ayahs 112 and 113 of Surah Hud of the Holy Quran. So please stay tuned. Anyone who, with the intention of obeying Allah's order, fasts in daytime and relinquishes pleasures, even the halal permitted ones, is indeed pursuing a lofty goal. He has decided to set himself free from the yokes of various desires, to let the spirit fly in the horizon of divine values. Freedom from the routine habits and yoke of despotic rules. This kind of freedom is the goal of all prophets, as the Holy Quran says. And certainly we raised an apostle in every nation, telling them, worship Allah and keep away from the rebels. This ayah clearly and decisively rules out worship of anyone other than Allah. In Islam, no one has the right to oppress and bully others. No one can subjugate others on the basis of his desires. Most human problems and miseries originate in miscomprehension of the reality of freedom or lack of resistance in its way. Therefore, those who fail to reach this comprehension and resistance accept the arrogance of others and flatter them. This increases their arrogance and rebellion, whereas Islam calls on the whole mankind to be humble only to Allah and those appointed by Him. The greatest contemporary exegete of the Holy Quran, Allama Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, said that God is sensitive towards two sins in the Quran. One is usury and the other one is letting the enemies of Allah to rule over the Islamic community. The Almighty in Surah Hud of the Holy Quran, after the accounts of the nations of Prophets Noah, Hud, Saleh, Shu'aib and Moses, says in Ayah 112 of Surah Hud, so be steadfast, just as you have been commanded, you and whoever has turned to Allah with you, and do not overstep the bounds. Indeed, He sees best what you do. But what does Allah mean by steadfastness? The next ayah gives the answer. And do not incline towards the wrongdoers, lest the fire should touch you, and you will not have any friends besides Allah, then you will not be helped. By steadfastness, the Almighty stresses negation of inclination towards and relying on wrongdoers, since the least inclination towards them will make one share their fate. As for the nations of Noah, Hud, etc., it was only those who didn't incline towards wrongdoers who were saved. Interestingly, God does not say, I will burn you if you go the wrongdoer. But He says that the wrongdoer himself is the fire. And in the end He says, then you won't be helped. It means that going to the wrongdoer will be of no avail and he will not help you. Allah tells all Muslims and freedom-seeking people not to accept the dominance of their enemies and the enemies of Allah. Enemies always intend to kill, harass and captivate others and wish them to become faithless. Yet, it is a matter of deep regret that Muslims, willingly or unwillingly, trust in enemies and lose everything including freedom and independence. Libya is a clear example of betrayal and breaching of covenant by the enemies. The last Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, was put under severe pressure due to pursuing nuclear programs and numerous sanctions were enforced on the country by the United States and its complicit allies. The United States sometimes even resorted to invasion of the Libyan airspace in a bid to target Gaddafi's resistance. Finally, he delivered the information on the way of accessing nuclear equipment. In fact, Libya implemented all US demands only to see the removal of a few sanctions. But, at the same time, The CIA chief and the American envoy to Tel Aviv strongly opposed the removal of UN Security Council sanctions against Libya. Thus, every day, they forge new allegations against the country. In addition, the United States, in complicity with its permanent ally, Britain, forged popular mutiny in Libya to justify the ensuing aerial attack. Britain had been committed to defend Libya in case of any assault by a foreign country. Therefore, Gaddafi lost whatever he had, including his life, in trusting the enemy. The Islamic Republic of Iran has been successful in spreading its spiritual borders from Kashmir in the east to the Mediterranean Sea and deep into the Americas and Australia. In the beginning of formation of the Islamic rule in Iran, the enemy's top concern was to block Iran's way to barbed wire. But today, it has been shaken to its very core, with a fear of Iran's high-precision continental ballistic missiles. In 1979, the enemy, that is the United States, was worried about freedom of its spies in Iran, whereas today, when the best American military forces are taken as captive by Iranian soldiers, they start to weep while looking for adult diapers. Once, Iran needed missiles and rockets of other countries, but today, Iranian missiles determine the fate of wars in the region. The Islamic Republic of Iran, inspired and instructed by the Holy Quran and negation of trust in the enemy, has made great strides in science and technology, and great breakthroughs in science, such as in peaceful nuclear technology, nanotechnology, aerospace science, physics, astronomy, and many other areas of science.
Iranian news, Iranian culture, Iranian voice. This is IRIB English Radio. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
headlines.